USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The temporary suspension of the gag order against Donald Trump in his civil business fraud trial has been granted by a New York appeals judge. Trump's legal team argued that the order infringes on his freedom of speech. The gag order was imposed after Trump made comments attacking the judge and his law clerk, and he has been fined twice for apparent violations of the order. There are renewed calls for a TikTok ban after influencer and anti-Israel activist Lynette Adkins told thousands of her followers to read a letter from Osama bin Laden, and her video got more than 800,000 views. Florida Senator Rick Scott among those calling for a ban of the social media platform.
TikTok is toxic to our kids. I mean, look at you can look at all the articles. Look at what they teach our kids versus what they teach kids in China. It's a toxic company.
Scott speaking on Fox Business, TikTok said on Thursday that videos promoting the letter violate its U.S. rules. Nearly two-thirds of the nation view crime as a significant concern. That's according to a recent Gallup poll. 63% of respondents indicated that crime is an extremely or very serious issue. Although only 17% labeled crime as extremely serious in their local communities, over half stated that they've observed an increase in crime in their areas. At the APEC CEO Summit in San Francisco, President Biden emphasized the positive impact of a stable relationship between the U.S. and China on the global economy.
We have real differences with Beijing when it comes to maintaining fair and level economic playing field and protecting your intellectual property. We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
Biden also acknowledged significant disparities between the U.S. and Beijing, particularly regarding economic fairness. Turkey prices are down for Thanksgiving, but industry reports suggest some side dishes and desserts might be more expensive. The American Farm Bureau Federation says a dinner for 10 will cost $67.17. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
President Biden maintains his belief that Chinese President Xi Jinping is a dictator. When questioned about whether he would continue using the term after a significant meeting with the Chinese leader in San Francisco, Biden affirmed his stance.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is based on a totally different than ours.
Earlier this year, Biden faced criticism from Beijing for referring to Xi as a dictator, with Chinese officials Wednesday labeling his comments as incorrect and irresponsible political manipulation. Following the release of a damning report by the House Ethics Committee, New York Congressman George Santos has announced he will not seek re-election. The committee unanimously accused the embattled congressman of significant wrongdoing, and they plan to introduce an expulsion resolution on Friday. A pro-Palestinian protest on San Francisco's Bay Bridge disrupted traffic for most of the morning. Hundreds of protesters had chained themselves to cars, displaying signs calling for an end to military aid to Israel. Here's Chief Ezri Beauchamp at the California Highway Patrol.
The officers we did have on the bridge, they got in front of them and they slowed them down, making, again, our job more difficult, impacting public safety and impacting people's lives. What these protesters have done, again, is unacceptable.
Police arrested the protesters and used tow trucks to move their vehicles off the bridge. Westbound lanes were entirely blocked. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.